The governor orders an investigation into a state agency. Nursing homes won't have to change staffing right now. And details on what you can do to help migrating birds. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, April 14th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The governor has ordered a comprehensive review of the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Governor Kevin Stitt says he will appoint a special investigator to look into what he calls multiple disturbing discoveries. Stitt says the problems involve finances and contracting practices under the agency's previous leadership. The special investigator will have access to everything at the agency except protected health information. An elderly man who had critical injuries from an altercation with an Oklahoma City police officer has filed a federal lawsuit. KGOU's Hannah France reports the officer resigned last month.
On Monday, Lick Vu filed a lawsuit against former OKCPD officer Sergeant Joseph Gibson, the City of Oklahoma City, and Attorney General Gettner Drummond over alleged excessive use of force during a traffic stop last October. Body cam footage shows Vu tapping Gibson's chest with the back of his hand. After that, Gibson twisted Vu's arms behind his back and threw him to the ground, causing him to hit his head on the pavement. The lawsuit alleges Vu was hospitalized for several injuries, including a neck fracture and a brain bleed. Initially, District Attorney Vicky Behenna filed criminal charges against Gibson, but those charges were dismissed by Attorney General Drummond, who said Gibson's actions were in line with his training. Vu is seeking monetary and punitive damages as well as an apology from the defendants. I'm Hannah France.
A federal judge threw out a nursing home staffing mandate last week. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports Oklahoma providers had argued they would have to find staff they can't afford and that doesn't exist.
A judge for the U.S. District Court for Northern Texas ruled in favor of national nursing home advocacy groups, saying regulatory responses must be consistent with Congress's legislation, and the mandate's provisions are not. The provisions included things like nursing facilities being required to have a registered nurse on site 24/7.
This mandate has caused a lot of undue stress on caregivers.
That's Care Providers Oklahoma CEO Steve Buck.
And they have been living with the pressure of thinking that they were going to have to hire new staff that candidly weren't in the pool, and they were going to have to hire them with money that wasn't available.
He says this decision is a relief. And now his association hopes to lend its efforts toward closing the gap between Medicaid reimbursements and the cost of care for state nursing homes. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Millions of birds are migrating over Oklahoma this season to get to their breeding grounds. And as State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports, they need some help from humans to navigate.
Many bird species travel at night, as they've done for hundreds of thousands of years. They rely on cues like natural landmarks, stars, even magnetic fields. But lights beaming from streets and buildings can obscure those markers, causing them to become confused or lost. That's why several organizations across the state are asking Oklahomans to turn out non-essential lights at night. The Oklahoma City Zoo and Botanical Garden is leading Lights Out Oklahoma with at least 16 other wildlife groups. They say dimming or extinguishing lights from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. and avoiding any meant for landscaping can help the birds move safely across our skies. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.